Jason Isbell doing Stockholm. That's from his new album, Southeastern. Before that, music from Bell X1's Chop Chop album. Really great one. Former CD of the Month here at WYSO. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Phrase Pavilion, presenting the Edgar Winter Band Rick Derringer 10 Years After, Canned Heat, and Pat Travers this Sunday. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information available at phrase.com or etix.com. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information are at 937-275-9949. Well, as I mentioned a few moments ago, we have quite the show in store for you. A little later on, we'll be hearing live music in the studio from the full electrified version of Nasty Bingo. They're getting set up right now. Later on in the show, we'll meet visual artist and podcaster Eric Schonborn. But right now, we've got two guys hanging out in the air studio with me, getting ready to play some acoustic tunes for you. They're going to be playing at Hog Jam next weekend. We'll tell you all about that, how to go, who to see, all that good stuff. But first, I'm going to hand things over to Tony Herdman and Charlie Tipton for some live music. I think Charlie's going to do the first one for us.
Yeah, we hashed it out, so I'm doing the first one. This song right here, actually, the reason why I'm going to play it, because Tony told me to get in front of a microphone and just try to freestyle something. So I did, and this is what came out of it. So this is called Feel Me Somehow. Please don't go, you say you never will. But time could tell when your words would kill. Angelina, don't go. If you do, I'm going down. Now that we're face to face, could we get a little bit closer? Take my hand and feel me somehow. Way that I feel for you now feels like the thunder, the spell that I'm under. Feel me somehow until you feel the way I do. To go through these straits of being a man, it's hard for me to say what I mean. But darling, I need to say something, but I just can't let it out. Now that we're face to face, could we get a little bit closer? Take my hand and feel me somehow. The way that I feel for you now feels like the thunder, the spell that I'm under. Feel me somehow until you feel the way I do. I'll take my hand and feel me somehow way that I feel for you now. Feels like the thunder, the spell that I'm under. Well, feel me somehow until you feel the way I do.
Charlie Tipton, live in the YSO studios. We're going to hear from one from Tony right now.
Thanks, Charlie. Love that tune.
It's one I wrote. It's called Gonna Run.
Conversation between two that never should have been, and I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be, oh, everything that's me, and I'm gonna see all that I can see. Last in and out for a moment, and then it's past, like it's here to always dry. Oh, to live and then die, everything must one day change. I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be everything that's me, and I'm gonna see all that I can see. Oh, nothing makes sense, nothing at all. You must learn how to rise, to learn how to fall. Nothing is free, no, nothing is fair. Live life for yourself and no one else. I'm gonna run as fast as I can run, and I'm gonna fly as high as I can fly, and I'm gonna be, oh, everything that's me, and I'm gonna see all that I can see, all that I can see. All that I can see, all that I can see. Oh, all that I can see, all that I can see. All that I can see, all that I can see.
Tony Herdman live in the YSO studios. We've got he and Charlie Tipton in the house. Welcome, guys.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job, Tony. That sounded great, man.
You sound good too, buddy.
Now, you guys are both playing Hog Jam, which is next weekend. Tony, give us a little background on what Hog Jam is.
Well, I've pretty much been running a music festival, Hog Jam, for about 8 years now. I mean, it's pretty much what it says. It's we roast a pig, and we also have a lot of music. Over the years, it's grown into something more than I could ever imagine. You know, it's an honor to be a part of it, much less know that I started it a long time ago. And a lot of good friends, a lot of friends around Dayton in the region have played it for years and continue to play it. And we're expanding and getting bigger and bigger every year. And actually this year I joined up with a good friend of mine, Mr. Jim Hamden. He used to also, we'd help each other. He'd throw one in April and I'd throw one in August. And last year after everything, we decided, hey, let's just join up and see if we can get it to more people and just see what happens. And that's what we've done this year, is we've joined up together on this, and it's shaping up to be one of the best we've ever done. So
It does seem like, just from what I've heard over the years from bands, that this has gone from being, you know, kind of just a gathering of musicians mm-hmm. around food and music yeah. to being like a big yeah. public event that's yeah. got, you know, a core community around it.
And, you know, it's kind of, it started out a long time ago. Long story short, my band was in the Canal Street Tavern here in Dayton, the Battle of the Bands. And, you know, they came out all summer. Our fans and friends and family came out all summer to see us. And we made it to the finals, and we came in runner-up to another great band here in Dayton. And we said, you know, we owe our friends and family and fans a party. And let's buy a pig. Let's go out and play it. We actually did it in Waynesville to start out. And said, let's get in a barn. Let's play some music for our friends that came out all summer just to support us for that, the Dayton Battle of the Bands thing. And that's pretty much how it started. You know, it was like 100 people. And slowly over the years, people, I mean, they come up to me and tell me, you know, Tony, we put this on our calendar the day after Hog Jam. You know,
wow.
they say Sunday the day after, we're talking about next Hog Jam. So it's really cool. And the support from everybody has just been amazing. And it's what keeps us going, you know, keeps us rolling. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Charlie, how did you get involved with this whole, with this, this party, if you will?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a party, so I want to be involved. Actually, I know Tony, you know, we played music together before, you know, and he asked me to come out and play the Hog Jam. So I'm just really excited. Tony's a really great guy, man. And he asked me to be a part of it. I'm just, you know, a musician that's going to be playing the festival. So
I go yeah. throughout the year, and I kind of look around, and I love the new stuff. And I saw Charlie downtown, and I said, that guy needs to play Hog Jam. And I didn't even know him. I met mm-hmm. him outside, yeah. you know, downtown on Oregon District. And ever since then, we've been friends, and we've been doing shows together. And I told him, I said, you're playing Hog Jam, man. And he goes, you want me with my band, or you want me solo? I said, Charlie, you do whatever you want, because I just love what you're doing. I love the original music and the sound that he has, and that's what we go for with Hog Jam. You know, is that good feel, that good soul. You know, that's what it's about to us. So,
and are you going to be solo or with the band this time?
My band, I'm bringing them on.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't played together in a while, so we're wanting to get together again. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, Charlie, I have to sort of get you here. Mm-hmm. Last time you were here, we were talking about an album. How's it going?
Well, I know it's actually not quite finished, but Juliet, I got you the rough drafts of it for you.
Yay.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm actually at Hog Jam. I'm actually going to give some out to some people.
Cool.
You know, it's not quite ready yet, but it's on its way. You know,
when is it ever ready, Charlie?
I know. So we talked about
ready.
Last time
yeah.
too, and he thinks it's ready. So yeah. I might have it packaged. I don't know. I might have it ready and packaged by Hog Jam. But as of right now, it's almost done. But yeah, I feel bad about that.
You've been working on it. So
yes, hey, I'm halfway. I'm more than halfway there. I'm 70% done.
Yeah.
So
I'll count that. That's
right.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Tony, what about you? Have you been doing any recording recently, or just
yeah,
kind of working on this? This seems like a big undertaking.
Well, yeah, I mean, somehow, I don't know why I take on what I do sometimes, but I did, and it's working. But Charlie and I went down to Nashville, 3 weeks, month ago?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a little test for me to see what I wanted to do, and I wanted to hear some different things and different producers and things like that. And it really rejuvenated me. I mean, the energy down there is just amazing. I know it's cliche to say Nashville, but man, it is truly a music city. And I felt, after coming back from there, both of us were just, we were smiling from ear to ear, just happy. And I did 3 tracks down there. Charlie was gracious enough to give me some of his recording time, and I think because I drove or something. But he was gracious enough to give me a little bit of time, and I got to hear how it would sound down there, and what I've done since 2009, which was the last album I released with Tony Redband, my band, and it was really cool to hear the new stuff through different ears, through different equipment, you know, through a different studio, and that kind of got me prompt to after Hog Jam and after we go through all this stuff is to hopefully get back down there before the year's over and do some work. I'm ready. So we'll see.
Great.
So
great.
I'm ready.
Great.
Yeah, kick me into high gear, man. Make me finish this album.
Yeah, oh, I will. You know how I am in the studio.
I'm going to, like, hold you both to this on the air now. Can we hear some more live ones, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Charlie.
All right. Charlie's going to start? All right. We're hearing Charlie Tipton, and then we'll hear from Tony Herdman on Kaleidoscope. This is 91.3 WYSO.
This is about us, Tony, songwriters, okay? This is a song I actually did almost finish in Nashville. It's actually, I want to add a little bit more guitar to it. It's called Songwriter. Songwriter, play me a song, one that I could sing all night long. Songwriter, play me a song, one that I could sing until the easiness comes and I cry. Then I float away on a river, a river I made, and I don't know if I could be saved. My relief could come from you, but play me a song. Well, play me a song. And the way that you played, and the way that you sang, is bringing out the lost, the lost of us all. And I have no idea the way it makes me feel, what my broken heart needs. And I cry, then I float away upon a river, a river I made, and I don't know if I can be saved. My relief could come from you. Well, play me a song. Well, play me a song. 'Cause we're just dreamers with words to say, and we'll get by our own way. We'll follow the moonlight to the sunrise with open eyes that cry. Then they float away upon a river we made, and I don't know if I could be saved. My relief could come from you, or play me a song. Well, play me a song.
Yeah.
Charlie Tipton, live in the YSO studios. Tony, you got one for us?
Yeah.
Play us a song, Tony.
I follow that. Let me see that capo.
Yeah,
Charlie.
You did.
Since you did one down, you did down in Nashville, I got to do one now.
All right.
This is, it's called Sweet Adelie. I just heard that name, and I just thought that was the coolest name ever, so I wrote a song about it. That's about it.
She came and woke me in the middle of the night. Spoke to me with the eyes so bright. She said, I don't want to lose you. You were the one for me. She said, I know it won't be easy, but baby, you're the one for me. A sweet Adelie. Sweet Adelie, sweet Adelie. a touch of an angel could bring you to your knees. She had that look in her eyes that could calm the seas. And everyone, they think I'm crazy, but I know what is right. Said, come here, my pretty baby, let us share the night. A sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie. She said, I'll wake you in the morning when that sun will rise. She said, I know it won't be easy, but baby, I'm gonna make you mine. I said, I don't wanna lose you, you were the girl for me. And I said, I know it won't be easy, but baby, I'm gonna let it be. A sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie, a sweet Adelie.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Tony Herdman, live in the YSO studios. Before that, we heard Charlie Tipton. Now, for both of you guys, you know, you play gigs at places like Canal Street and smaller clubs, and then you go out and play, you know, something like Hog Jam or a festival, you know, Miami Valley Music Fest, something like that. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in the vibe for you between playing those, you know, those really cool, intimate inside gigs and those outdoor gigs where you've got, you know, the great space surrounding you?
I love it. I love being able to be outside and play, you know, and just being out in the air. Our summer's been great around here in the Dayton area, you know, and so it's just great to be outside in the wind and the sunshine, and it's more free. It's just with my band, I have fun. We're up there just kind of outside, just hanging out, you know.
It just seems like the crowd's a little bit different when they're outside. I think everybody's a little bit different when they're outside in general, you know, being walking or whatever they're doing. But, it's there's something about a music festival. It's just the musicians you meet, everybody's just in a good mood. It's just a whole different scene than a dark club. And like you said, it does have its own feel, you know, and the ambiance, you know, I guess. But there's something about, like, you know, we played the other night at the Miami Valley Music Festival, and just the crowd, the musicians, and everybody was just smiling, happy, and they just dancing, having a good old mm-hmm. time, you know. And it seems like a lot more people at these mm-hmm. music festivals, I think, obviously because it's bigger, you know, it's bigger areas and more bands. And, you know, instead of two bands, they get to hear 20, mm-hmm. you know. So I think you get to more of the masses, your music, than you would mm-hmm. say – a smaller venue, close area.
It's less intimate with the crowd because you're on outside, you know, at a music festival, because you're up on this big stage a lot of times, and the crowd's a little bit away from you as opposed to a club. But after the show, you get to hang out with these with the crowd, you know, and talk to them individually. So at the same time, it's more intimate, you know.
And you realize you're not the only weird one in this world. You know, like somebody else gets me, you know. Somebody else writes music, and somebody else, you know. So you kind of get to meet a lot more people like that, more musicians and more friends and fans and family and all that. But
definitely.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Well, you can check both of these guys out and experience this festival vibe that we're talking about at Hog Jam. It's next weekend at the Franklin VFW Campground. There is quite the lineup. It's Friday and Saturday. Magic Jackson, Scotty Bratcher on Friday. Saturday, our good friends Johnny Dreads and the Mystics, Subterranean House Band, Charlie Tipton Band, of course, Tony mm-hmm. Herdman, Emily and the Lost Cat Ramblers, Alec Delfinick, and Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys. That's just just to name a few. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If people want to check out more of the lineup, where should they go online?
The best place to look is Hog Jam 8 on Facebook event. You know, it's an event. Just check it out, Hog Jam 8, and you'll find everything. We just added a guy out of Nashville. His name's Guthrie Brown. Unbelievable. Yeah. This guy's going to be famous. He's only 19. Moved from Montana, dropped out of school, moved to Nashville, Tennessee, did the dream that we all want to do, and he's going to be there this year. And also, I have a big announcement.
Go for it.
For this show, is
that
all right?
Yeah,
all
go
right.
for it. Do it.
I got word on the way here, pretty much, that my good friends with the Big Damn Jam, which we have started in the past 6 months, the Big Damn Jam will be at Hog Jam this year. We just played Miami Valley Music Festival with them. They'll be at the Workout in September. We've gone to OU, and we've been all over Dayton, and we're gonna branch out regionally. But the main guy in that is Mr. Johnny Neal, formerly with the Allman Brothers. He's also out in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're gonna go pick him up, and that has not been announced on Facebook. I don't even know if my own wife knows about this, but the Big Damn Jam with Johnny Neal will be at Hog Jam this year.
Scotty Bratcher.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of them, but that's something that's new that I haven't told anybody, and I kind of let my friends know to tune in and listen for that. So it's going to be a good time this year, and it's
very cool.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's like less
awesome.
Than 10 days. It's kind of scary.
Yeah,
I'm freaking out a little bit.
Getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do one together?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear that. And then I think we have a little prize for a lucky listener as well. Let's hear some more live music, and then we'll give you your chance to win a little something.
All right. See, I did the one thing you don't do is... when you're going on the radio, is change your string.
Well, yeah. Make sure you tune, because we care about the listeners.
Yeah, we don't want to sound bad. You know? All right.
Take us away.
All right, bye.
Mama, take this back. Mama, bury these scones in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. The long black clouds coming down, feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Well, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Just like I did a thousand times before. Thank you. start knocking on heaven's door. And knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Charlie Tipton and Tony Herdman live in the WYSO studios. That was awesome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Julia.
Yeah, this is an honor.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys for being here. Check these guys out. Hog Jam. It's next weekend at the Franklin VFW campground. All kinds of amazing bands are going to be there. Tony Herdman's going to be playing. Charlie Tipton Band's going to be playing. Magic Jackson, Johnny Dreads and the Mystics, the Subterranean House Band, Guthrie Brown from Nashville, Tennessee, Regrets, Emily and the Lost Cat Ramblers, Alec Delfinick, Scott Lee and the Whiskey River Boys, Scotty Bratcher, and just announced the Big Damn Jam.
That's right.
Johnny Neal.
With Johnny Neal. And Tony was generous enough to treat one of our listeners to a pair of tickets. What number caller, guys?
Let's do six.
Six? Okay. All right. If you are caller six at 937-769-1998, you can score a pair of tickets to Hog Jam. That's 937-769-1998. Be caller six. We've got all the details and a link to the Facebook event up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys?
Yeah.
You got one more?
Yeah, you play us one more. You want to play one more? Do it, Tony.
All right, let's play them to their phones.
All right.
Can I play a little lead behind
you?
Yeah. All right.
This is one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It's called Is It Worth All I Got? It's one of those songs where you look back and you say, did I write that? You know, so it's called Is It Worth All I Got?
Get shorter as I get older, and time just seems it's passing by. I'm too young to give in and too old to pretend. And is it worth all I got? Is it worth all I got? Is it worth all I got? Oh, to me. Much at all, just a good friend to call when times are hard and you need a drink. I'm so proud of where I've come, and do I leave it all in a rhyme? Oh, is it worth all I got? Is it worth end up all alone? Is it worth all I got? Oh, to do it on my own? And is it worth the chance to live a dream that no one else might see? Is it worth all I got? Oh. Thank you. Is it worth all I got? Oh, to end up all alone. Is it worth all I got to do it on my own? And is it worth the chance to live a dream that everyone will see? Is it worth all I got? Should I stay or should I not? Is it worth all I got to be free?
Tony Herdman and Charlie Tipton, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Check them out at Hog Jam. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. Online at yso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We're going to get that ticket winner right now and stick around. Nasty Bingo is coming up here in just a little while.
Cut the leg.